The first poll following the primary elections last week shows Democrat Martha Coakley maintaining her lead over Republican Charlie Baker in the governor's race. But other data in this new WBUR tracking poll indicates it could be a tight race. WBUR's Asma Khalid explains.
The new WBUR poll shows Martha Coakley with a 7-point edge over Charlie Baker, 41-34. If you account for the margin of error, the horse race essentially remains unchanged in the last 2 weeks, despite the swell in media coverage and negative political ads following the primary election. Steve Cazella with the Mass Inc. Polling Group, which conducts these surveys for WBUR, says even though Coakley has held a consistent lead in the polls, in reality, this race is very close.
If you look at the candidate favorables, Charlie Baker is actually better liked than Martha Coakley. And that's important because if you have one candidate who's better liked than the other and running slightly behind, it appears to show that they have more room to grow and that voters are starting to respond to what they're offering.
This new WBUR poll suggests Baker needs to grow the most with women voters. Coakley holds a 20-point advantage over Baker in that group. One woman contributing to the gender gap is poll respondent Marjorie Williams.
I'm a standard middle-aged Somerville liberal, I guess you're white liberal. And that's how I'll be voting.
Williams says she would never, under any circumstances, support a Republican. But beyond partisan politics, she's also drawn to Coakley personally.
I'd like to have a woman as a governor. I think it's important, particularly for kids, to see women in positions of power.
Regardless of whether voters support Coakley or Baker, Steve Cazella from Mass Inc. says most folks have the same overarching priority when picking a candidate.
Oftentimes you think it's somebody that shares my positions or somebody who shares my values, you know, somebody who I agree with on political issues. In this case, it does look like voters are looking for someone who can manage state government effectively rather than some of the things that you'd more typically see.
That desire for an effective manager is one reason poll respondent Linda Miller from Quincy says she's backing Baker in November.
You know, I usually vote Democratic.
Miller says she supported State Treasurer Steve Grossman in the primary, but she thinks Baker has the skills it takes to govern the Commonwealth.
And I've been listening to, you know, to the television and everything, and I sort of think Charlie Baker could do a good job because he's really from corporate America and everything.
But for Miller, there's another dimension.
And I'm just not really happy with Martha Coakley, so that it's sort of a vote against Martha.
And while voters consider their choices for a new governor, this latest poll also asked voters to weigh in on the current governor's performance. Pollster Steve Cazella says that by a margin of almost 2-1, many say Governor Deval Patrick could have done a better job handling recent problems the state has faced, including the drug lab, the state's health insurance website, and the Department of Children and Families.
I think this is part of why voters are looking to turn the page and why they're looking specifically for a manager rather than someone who, you know, speaks to the inner recesses of their soul.
The poll shows the three independent candidates, Evan Falchuk, Jeff McCormick, and Scott Lively, are failing to gain traction. Collectively, they do not even register 4% of the vote in the WBUR poll. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.